Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, I'm writer Kyle Higgins, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic reading crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, IDW, Boom Studios, Xenoscope, and more, we have everything you want to read right here. Transformers comics? Yeah, we cover that. He-Man? Yeah, sure. DC superheroes like Batman, Batgirl, Nightwing, and Batman Beyond? Yep, we have those too. How about TMNT from IDW and I Hate Fairyland from Image Comics? Yeah, we have all that here. Plus, so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So without any further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we are reading right now here inside the pull bag.
Back to action!
Hello and welcome to the pull bag. This is episode 371. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Steve, Power Zordontron? Megazord? I don't know what to talk about.
I'm Zordon. I'm Zordon.
You're the Zordontron. That's what it is. You're Bruce Boxleitner.
Zordatron.
Zordatron. There you go. And Ryan and I have finished the IDW Transformers universe. We ended that last episode with Optimus Prime Volume 5. At some point within the next 6 months or so, we will start the new universe. We're taking a little break from Transformers because Autobotly April and Autobotly August this year in 2019... basically, we ran the gambit across all of what IDW has currently going from the universe they just killed off. Or not killed off, but ended. Because it's very, you know, Ryan and I talk about this all the time. It's very rare that anything gets an actual ending. And the fact that they were able to go out on an ending that they wanted to go out on was really, really cool. But as you can tell, Steve is back, and we are going back to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from Boom Studios, the main ongoing. We are at Volume 6 right now. This is issues 21 through 24 of the ongoing series. This is the, I guess, prelude to Shattered Grid, written by Kyle Higgins, illustrated by Jonas Scharf, with assistance by Jagadish Kumar on chapter 23, which is issue 23. Colors by Joanna LaFuente. Letters by Ed Dukeshire. And this basically continues the Prometheus story with Grace and how, or not Prometheus, Promethea, I should say. Continues that, and it's, you know, a full-on lead-up to what will be one of, if not the best Power Rangers event in history, which is Shattered Grid. These four issues talk about, you know, part of the plot is, you know, Finster having, you know, human monsters or humans that turn into monsters.
They transform and transcend.
Yes, they do. And it's a sad thing with this first monster because it's a... What did he call it? A meow or something? It's basically a nine-headed cat, and they have to kill it nine times.
It's a meowdra, a hydra.
That's what it was. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Meowdra.
I forget off the top of my head who says it. I'm like, I was always more of a dog person.
It was Kimberly.
That's right. Yeah, it was Kimberly. In this trade, we see that, you know, we learn Grace Sterling's past about, you know, last trade we saw, you know, her mission in 1969 to the moon and all that with her team of Rangers back then. This trade, we learn, you know, where she is today and what she's doing and all of that. Obviously, most of this being kept from the Rangers. Zordon is still missing. Zordon eventually comes back. I love the art. The art's amazing.
Oh yeah, it's pretty consistent with everything that's come out so mm-hmm. far.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Kyle's writing is top notch. I love what he's doing with the story. I think it's interesting. I think this is just as good, if not better, than the original television series. And this is creating new stories that are... It has that little bit of campiness slash humor to it at times, but it's also a very dark and serious Rangers thing, which is something we've craved for 20 some odd years now, 25 plus years.
Yeah, and it's been one of those things that they're giving a new life to that universe without and still touching on the original crew, which just goes to show you the originals always do it better. Just saying.
Yep.
In most cases, anyway.
Most cases. So as we progress, we get a lot of again, what I love about the comics is, like, the TV show hit on a lot of stuff, but the comics, what Kyle is doing in the writing, hit on a lot more, like, you know, Kim's feelings, whether it's feelings for Tommy or just feelings in general towards her dad and that situation, and, you know, coming from divorced parents and that kind of thing or whatever. The fact that Finster is trapped and Saba's got his own agenda with that. I really, really dig it. I think it's fun. I think it's interesting. I think it's refreshing, like, for me to pick up a comic and be like, hey, yes, this is a franchise I know and love, but I have no idea where it's going to go next. Whereas some things...
Which is good.
Yeah, because some things lately have been like, okay, sure. So as we progress through this, we have some really, really cool battle scenes. We have, you know, Grace still keeping stuff from the Rangers, even though they're supposed to be working together. I love the art of each of the main Rangers using their weapons. Like Zach using the power axe. I thought that was cool. Billy having an idea using the Triceratops and trying to talk to the sheeple and saying, no, I'm the sheeple, listen to me, and all of that. I thought that was hilarious. And again, Billy going on this, like, little hidden mission thing. It's not a hidden mission, but, like, he's wondering why, you know, what's behind door number one kind of thing. And holy crap, it's Lord Draken.
Yeah, which is really funny when they break that down, because to kind of see that they're harnessing more or less his energy.
Yeah. They're basically harnessing it and siphoning it from him because Grace wants Morphin Tech. Well, he is Morphin Tech.
Yeah, he's hardcore Morphin Tech.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. We get to kind of the final chapter here where they... Because this read so fast. Even though there's only... Normally trades have 5 issues. Even though there's only 4 here. It really reads fast. And I've said this when we did... You know, back in March of this year when we did Mighty Morphin March for the first time with the first 5 volumes. The way Kyle writes, it's a story that flows so easily that you'll be done with it in a matter of minutes. It's like, oh.
Yeah, totally.
It was
very quick.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of, I've told you this before on when we did Altered Geek. Lately, over the last, I'd say, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, I've all but stopped listening to podcasts. Obviously, I started listening back in 2006, 2007, and then I got into it and doing it, obviously, 2008 with you and then obviously the network and all that. but I haven't listened to, like, actively wanted episodes of any show. As much as I want to support my friends and all that stuff, I'm producing more than I have time to listen to stuff. Well, lately, because of life situations and whatever else, I've been trying to find some escapes, and I found I found Part-Time Nerds, Full-Time Dads with Mike Laidman and Chris Blonsky. Mike Laidman, formerly of This Week in Geek, so very, very awesome to reconnect with Mike. I also found, through another buddy of mine, Terry Smith's Music Talks. And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is to tie it back into the fact that this reads very fast. As of this recording, I listened to Terry's latest episode, episode 5, at 5 a.m., I kind of started and stopped it for about an hour because I had other things I had to do, so I couldn't actively listen to it. And by 6:30, I was done. It was a 51-minute episode. I was done by 6:30, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, it just went so fast. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. And I think here in the writing with Kyle, that's a good thing that you get to it, and you're like, oh, wait, really? It's over? Come on, I want more. And then you obviously want to go to the next volume kind of thing. And I just think that's a testament to Kyle's writing and how dedicated he is to telling these stories. And this specific, like, this lead up is amazing.
Yeah, it's, I honestly had no idea where it was going. But nonetheless, it was interesting to see what they planned on doing with it. And then having the tie-in with Draken, like, I didn't see that coming at all.
What I didn't see coming was the end of this trade, even though I had read this. Because when I had first found out about this series, I had read up to issue 20, because that's the first 5 volumes. And then I read this, and then I eventually read through Shattered Grid, because I had to read Shattered Grid. And at the end of this, I'm like, oh my god, he cut Saba's head off. What the... Don't do that. Why? Lord Draken's one evil mofo.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag. So.
What are your other thoughts after reading these 4 issues in this trade?
Well, one, I want to know what happened since, you know, Saba's gone, and I am immensely sad that he is, because I like the character a lot. Saba's kind of like that one. I was always a fan of the White Ranger.
Me too.
Always, just hardcore fan of it. And to see him go out like that is just hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad.
I mean, yeah. Draken basically, so I know everyone listening to this probably knows, obviously, who Saba is.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He's the sword. He's the controller of the Tiger Zord and the Falcon Zord. For the White Ranger. Well, Draken, who is an evil version of Tommy Oliver, basically grabs him by the throat, obviously the hilt of the sword, and just rips his head off, and there's like green blood coming out. It's green energy, but it's like green blood coming out of the hilt of the saber, and just, you know, that final page is just killer, because he drops the head on the ground, and just that image of him standing there cutting the hole in the wall with the head on the floor, with that Saba's head on the floor, and he picks it up and he's like, to be continued, bye. And I'm like, oh my god, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, this was awesome.
Yep, they weren't kidding you.
Nope.
They murdered him in cold blood.
Yep, they did. As we've mentioned before in our Power Rangers episodes for this, this also does come with the backup stories of the further adventures of Squat and Babu. I respect the creators that worked on that, and I think they did an amazing job. But I have zero interest in reading the further adventures of Squat and Babu.
Because I don't want to Squat and Babu on the comic.
Yeah. Kinda.
Sorry, that was the only way I could say it nicely. Like, it's just, I don't care about it.
I know this is not your thing, but we are an explicit podcast. At least this one still is on the Geekcast Radio Network. So.
But there's so many more fun ways of saying something that's offensive without actually saying it, because it's just, that's why I used the Squat and Babu, because it made sense.
Eh, at least it's not a donkey. Or a yak, or whatever noise you use.
That was a goat sound.
Whatever, same thing.
It was hilarious.
Not really.
It was for me.
I
enjoy it.
There's a whole bunch of backup covers, but variant covers. I think one of my favorite covers is done by Lucas Wernick? Wernick, there we go. Sorry, Lucas. It's for issue 21. It's a Stan Lee box variant where they've got the Rangers and they've got Stan in Zordon's tube. So it's basically Stan Lee as Zordon. I love that. I think that's
cool. that was a nice nod.
That was so cool and so fun and so interesting.
That's actually a good nod, actually.
Yeah, very good nod.
So Rangers, I have something for you.
With great power comes great responsibility. And
find
I don't
my creations, the Avengers and Spider-Man.
And throw a little, you know, mutant madness in there with the X-Men. Volume 6 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from Boom Studios. Absolutely dug it. Thought it was great. Probably going to give it a 5 out of 5 on the GCR Universal scale for me. What about you? What are your final thoughts after reading this, rating, and all that stuff?
I'll give it a 4.5, only because the monster aspects. Like, I just don't. I was more invested in the Rangers themselves instead of the fighting aspect. But that was more so because I just wanted to see what happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, enough of this. Like, I just want to know what the meat of the story is, because, like, obviously, Billy found out some, and then, you know, obviously, like, Saba's doing his own machinations behind the scenes, and then royally screws up. So it was very invested.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of dig the monster stuff a little bit in this, more so than I do in the show nowadays. It depends on what it is. The whole sheeple thing, I think that's, you know, again, that was a, you know, kind of a commentary on the times back when this was originally published kind of thing. But, you know, it's still very, very cool. And there has not been a single thing yet with the original Rangers that in the art that has disappointed me. So that's, again, why I'm going to give it a 5. And I just love Kyle's writing. Because, again, he keeps us on our toes and keeps us guessing for what's going to happen next.
I could see that.
Yep. So, we're going to do something new here inside the pullback. We're going to take a quick break and come back after this with the closing of the show.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new DeCian podcast, go to patreon.com/DeCian.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
We are back here inside the Pullbag, episode 371. There are several ways you guys can get in touch with us and all that good stuff. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, as you'll hear Steve say in the old outro. Hopefully we'll get a new outro here soon. But wanted to talk to you guys about the way you can subscribe and listen to us online. Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify. I actually love using Spotify right now for podcasts. It's so easy.
It's actually, yeah, it's a lot leaner,
yep.
I've noticed, than using the other ones. Plus there's like baggage along with it, mm-hmm. which is rather nice, to be honest. There's a multitude of different ways. We're on just about every platform you can think of, you know, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn.
Does anyone still use TuneIn? Like, I don't know.
Surprisingly, they do. what's sad is, like, because I can look.
Yeah, I know you can.
Well, majority of our downloads come from iPhone users, with second place is Windows Media Player.
People still use Windows Media Player? I mean, I use that if I need to open a file that I can't open anywhere else.
I've never seen that anywhere other than GeekCast Radio stuff, like anywhere I've ever worked. No, I see it, but it's on like the bottom. This is like number two. And then iHeartRadio is number three, and then Apple Podcasts is four, and then just kind of other things. Mm-hmm. And then we have Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, YouTube.
And obviously,
Spreaker.
I was going to say where our files exist on our home with Spreaker. They rock. I'm like, tune in. I never
get to roll? Tune.
Yes, of course they rock and they roll. And it's funny you mention, what was it? Not tune in. It's you mentioned iHeartRadio. They still have on their app now number one for podcasting. Every time the only time I use
iHeartRadio, to be honest, because they're such blatant liars on everything that they do, it drives me bonkers.
The only reason why I have the app for iHeartRadio is because they have the old, and I know I'm showing my age here, folks. I'll be 40 in a few months. They have the old American Top 40 episodes just constantly playing on loop on the AT40 channel with Casey Kasem. So they have classic American Top 40, and I haven't heard that in forever. And it's been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years since Casey passed, and I'm like, I'm listening to that, and I'm like, God, this is a discussion for another show, a different show than the comic show, but it's just, yeah. You guys can hear us on, like we said, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify. My only complaint about the Spotify thing is sometimes when switching from like my computer where the app is on my desktop to my phone, sometimes the podcast resets to zero. It doesn't carry over sometimes. It doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes. All right, folks, coming up next, we've got, I think it's going to be both JT from Saskatoon and Ryan the Inflow Merkley. We're heading back to Batman Beyond Rebirth. We're going to talk about Volume 5, The Final Joke. This is Dan Juergens' version of what is the final story for the Joker in Batman Beyond Rebirth. After that, Ryan and I will be doing a 2 week or maybe 2 in 1 week. I don't know how we're doing that. I think it's a 2 week thing. Episode 372 and 373 are Star Trek / Green Lantern volumes 1 and 2. Very, very cool. Very, very interesting. I've been wanting to get into Green Lantern stuff for the pull bag for years. And I figure, hey, why not, you know, start with, like, you know, IDW and DC with Star Trek and Green Lantern. So that's what's coming up for the rest of this. Oh, yes. That's what's coming up for the rest of this month here in September on the pull bag. In October, we'll have, I assume it's going to be Steve and I doing Star Trek Mirror Broken, and then Steve, myself, and maybe Ryan if we can figure out the timing, because we all live in different time zones now. Star Trek versus Transformers. So there's that coming before the end of the year. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Well, they can find me on the Twitters at SCP21 and on all things Transformers and Altered Geek.
There you go. I am at TFU and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio and at The Pullbag. Check us out on Facebook as well. And of course, you're going to hear all this again, minus the where you can listen to us in the old outro that will play here in a moment after a word from Tommy Oliver himself. Make your greatest game into comics, and we will catch you next time here inside The Pullbag.
This is Jason David Frank, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePullBag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @ThePullBag and @GeekCastRadio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.